AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new immigration crackdown underway in New Orleans while federal authorities prepare another in Minnesota focused on Somali immigrants. And Mike Hempen reports the Trump administration's pausing immigration applications for people from 19 countries.
The decision follows the shooting of two National Guard troops in the nation's capital. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which announced the pause, will conduct a comprehensive review of immigration requests from those countries. The agency cites national security concerns and the recent shooting as reasons. The pause puts on hold a wide range of immigration-related decisions, such as green card applications or naturalizations for immigrants from those 19 countries. The Trump administration describes those countries as high risk. The pause affects immigrants already in the U.S., regardless of arrival date. Critics argue the actions amount to collective punishment for immigrants. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Sources tell AP the Pentagon knew there were survivors after an initial September attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. U.S. forces still carried out a follow-up strike. The rationale was that they needed to sink the vessel. And sources also tell AP the Pentagon's watchdogs found Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put U.S. personnel and their March mission against Yemen's Houthis at risk when he conveyed sensitive information on the Signal messaging app. And Saka Magani reports on another presidential pardon.
Texas's Henry Cuellar has spent more than 20 years in Congress. He and his wife were due to stand trial next year after being charged with accepting bribes in exchange for the congressman advancing the interests of an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico. Cuellar says they're innocent. This morning, the president pardoned both, citing what he calls a weaponized justice system. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A massive power outage in Cuba, including the capital, Havana.
The humming sound of generators can be heard throughout the city. Millions of people are without power on an island struggling with chronic outages, blamed on a crumbling electric grid.
Son las 8:40 de la mañana.
Raul Calderon says there's no internet connection, so we don't know why they're cutting the power now for more than 3 days. The radio does not say anything. It is all silence. This is how we Cubans are living these days. The Cuban Ministry of Energy and Mines blames the outage on a failure on a transmission line that connects two major plants. Luabel Quintana says this country is in very bad shape. To get food is very difficult. This is very hard. We have to fight for everything. The power grid in Cuba is said to be operational, but the government says restoration of electricity would not be immediate. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.